Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We open this week's programme with a hearty congratulations to Sligo County Council, which has managed to reduce the energy consumption in its buildings by almost a third as part of the OPW's Optimising Power at Work scheme. No doubt there was a lot of hard work put in by the staff there to achieve this, and it really does bring our attention to the impact that we can all have in reducing carbon emissions through just changing our own behaviour and embracing new technologies that can help us to use energy more efficiently. I do think it sets a good example for the rest of us, and hopefully I'll be able to bring you more on how to follow that example in the coming weeks. While we all know that energy conservation can help us reduce our carbon emissions, this week I'm turning to a subject that seems a lot more mysterious in terms of its role in helping us address climate change: carbon storage underground.
I want to see a nice shiny earthworm. It's nice to see earthworms because it means they have something to eat. Some bacteria, fungus, protozoa, nematodes.
Soil scientist Aga Pivovarcik has endless enthusiasm for the subject of life in the soil. And in a bid to open our eyes to the world of soil and its benefits, local artist Jackie Maguire and Tricia McLaughlin of Sligo Children's Community Garden have teamed up with her as the Soil Collective to bring this magic to some of our youngest citizens.
Everything around us is living.
And it's all communicating.
Yeah,
it's all communication.
We just don't know how to decode that or understand it. A dialogue and a conversation.
Oh, it was and the most amazing thing. In the sand.
The objective was to explore different ways how we can experience soil.
The Soil Collective is now working to develop a theatre piece based on their work with the children, who've come up with a whole cast of characters to be brought to stage in a gorgeous mix of creativity, imagination and enthusiasm.
Really our challenge is around presenting and, you know, the abstract or a big subject like soil and something that most people know very little about, you know, because you can't see the life with the naked eyes. So we were using scientific technology like microscopic images that Aga has got of soil, you know, and recorded those in photographs. So children are actually seeing, you know, a real nematode or
protozoa and beneficial fungi. And we gave them names.
Yeah. The microorganisms become, you know, personified, you know.
And then during the workshop, we explain how they look and how they move. Mm. So it was about the way they look. So like Bridget has no legs. She's bacteria, circular. Then Fergal, the fungus, the good body of bacteria. They were hanging each other with each other there on one photograph. It's a long strand there, also not moving. But beneficial. And then we had protozoan, flagellus, the oozing and moving and bubbling, so there was this movement and dancing involved, and they move very fast. And then we had the glam, she came in with a smooth movement.
Emma, and the big lips, was it?
With the big lips. Yeah. She eats a lot. And she loves the nap. And then we asked the children to find the characters, the heroes. I brought them all the way from Poland, right, with me. Yeah. Bridget, Fergal, Flagella, and Emma. And then they got lost in the forest. So then we invited the kids to go up and find them in the soil. Find the heroes. Where are my heroes?
The beauty of all this is that there's also some serious learning going on. Aga brings us back to the benefit of understanding the microscopic life in the soil, as she tries to give me some idea of how it can work to reduce the amount of carbon in our atmosphere.
Carbon is cycling, it doesn't go away. So we can either release it, but at the same time we're able to capture this carbon and store it in the soil. This carbon becomes the food for the microorganisms to help make the soil healthy. And soil has so much potential to be storing carbon. And I think this is not well being spoken about, that we can use our land in our favor to combat climate change. Benefit of planting a tree, because lots of carbon is being stored, of course, in the the bark in the inside the trunk of the tree, but there's so many roots down there that we cannot see. And then those roots come in symbiotic relationships with mycorrhizal fungus. The thick walls of that fungus are also made of carbon. And then we store in carbon very deep. So the benefit of agroforestry and benefit of planting a tree without cutting it, right, is storing carbon very, very deep in the soil profile of roots, but also the mycorrhizal fungus and the whole mycelium network underground. And this is how, probably, this is the best way how we can store carbon in here on land.
In recent months, gardeners might have noticed that with all the heavy rain we've had, bare soils can get washed away or compacted, preventing them from breathing properly. As Aga said, one of the very best ways to improve drainage and look after the microbes in our soil is to plant a tree. And we discussed trees here last week. Just make sure that the tree you choose is suitable for where you want to plant. In the shorter term, you can help prevent soils washing away and the release of carbon from soils through putting a bit of mulch over bare areas or by planting a cover crop in the winter. There are great options for this, such as mustard, clover or annual rye grass. And if you're looking for a bit more information on cover crops, local blogs from Quick Crop or Nyanthog Farm are very good places to start. I think it'll be worth your while. They bring lots of other benefits to gardens and vegetable patches too.